Welcome to the Animal League of Gaston County's podcast. The Animal League of Gaston County's mission is to promote companion animal welfare in the community through advocacy, education, and service. Most people know us as the Gaston Low-Cost Spay-Neuter Clinic, which at the onset of this podcast has altered nearly 80,000 animals. The purpose of this podcast is to make known all the programs for all income levels that we have to help cats and dogs in Gaston County and surrounding areas, and especially the people involved. I am your host, Stephanie Rausch. This is Stephanie Rausch with the Animal League of Gaston County's podcast. I am so excited that I convinced part of our staff to participate in this podcast. So we've got Allison Brooks here.
Hello.
And Kyle Sadler.
Hi.
And Sophia Flavin.
Hey.
And Brandy Gibson.
Hey.
All right. Welcome, you guys. So I know that you work for the low-cost spay-neuter clinic, and some of you are heavily involved with the low-cost vet services. Give me a little bit of information about what your daily duties might be.
My daily duties include checking in, drawing up drugs and vaccines and things for the animals and assigning them, and then checking them out at the end of the day.
Great. How about you, Kyle?
I also work in surgery, but I also am a big tech over in the vet services side. I assist the doctors, run fecals, do stuff like that, diagnostic testing, all things like that.
Thanks. How about you, Sophia?
Just kind of everything in between that. Making sure all the animals are bright and alert and waking up from surgery good, keeping everything cleaned up.
Right. I remember when Kyle and Sophia were originally hired, we wanted our new staff members to be able to be flexible and do just about everything, and it sounds like you're doing that.
Yes, ma'am, we try.
And Brandy, how long have you been here?
12 years.
12 years. Or have you been here longer than Allison?
Nope, I've been here 13.
Oh my goodness, we got a competition going. And Brandy, what are your daily duties?
I help assist getting animals prepped for surgery, but also I do a lot of the background work, doing the laundry, cleaning and sterilizing packs for the next day.
Yeah.
Cleaning kennels, a lot of that kind of thing.
Brandy does our dentals too.
Oh, that's right.
Our dental cleanings.
That's right. And one of the first things I learned about Brandy was nobody can age a kitten better than you can.
Just lots of practice.
Are you as good with puppies as you are with kittens?
Not quite.
Okay. What's the secret to your success?
Cats all my life.
Okay. That'll do it. That'll do it. So we have quite a few programs that the Animal League runs, and the volunteers help, but I know as one of the volunteers, we couldn't get it done without you. How many times do you think you guys could guess you have unloaded food off of a truck for our food pantry?
Lots and lots.
We don't have
40
enough fingers.
Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the food pantry program couldn't get along without you. Have each of you participated in our Room to Run program?
Yep,
I have twice.
Yep, I have a couple times as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we all have.
Yep. That's fun. I like doing that. Yeah. Building fences for all the dogs and stuff. They're on chains. That's fun.
That's a good one.
Getting to watch them run for the first time.
Yes.
Is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right. Off leash. That's the best part.
Yeah. So now I want to move on and ask you if you have some favorite stories. I know that Kyle and Sophia came in together and they've got a good one with their one of their pets.
She did get hired the day before me, but about a month after we had been there, one of the rescues brought in two puppies, and they were blind and deaf when they were born. And I don't know how they got to the rescue, but I think the breeder was going to end up putting them down, but Tri-County Rescue got a hold of them. And then me and Zion looked at Sophie and I said, I'll take one if you take one. And
that's all it took.
And that's all it took. Yep.
And they're about a year now.
Yep, we've had them for about a year. And they're the best things ever. They're the best dogs I've ever had. And we live like six houses up from each other. So they still get to be with each other and everything too. So.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us the names that you picked and why?
Mine, the boy, is named Tovin, like Beethoven, because he was mostly deaf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And mine's is Wink. She's kind of got a wink going on. She's got one eye. Permanent wink.
So she's more blind.
Well, she can see a little bit more than Tovin. Mm-hmm. That one eye works
get
a little
you.
Bit. I mean, yeah, she'll look get at you with you. It.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of creepy, but they're great. They're
not
great.
Hers is cute.
Yeah. I think you have to have sort of a warped sense of humor to help.
Yeah.
These oh, yeah. And we get
absolutely
all the time, oh, bless their heart.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're at home ripping stuff up and chasing other dogs around.
Barking. So. They can't even hear themselves bark. And it's just like, what are you doing?
They're just like any other puppy. Just a little weird.
Yeah.
That's cute. I remember helping a dog. And I had named that dog Dale because it had one ear up and one ear down. Mm-hmm. And I was appalled at the name Brandy came up with. Do you remember this dog?
I remember that one.
Do you
she
remember?
Named it Speed Bump.
Yeah.
Because it had been run over. But
that's great.
It's a little bit sick. I wonder if we should even include that. That dog now has a great home, really great owners.
Yeah, and we had a puppy found in the parking lot eating rocks. And I ended up fostering him and naming him Rocky because he was, you know, pooping rocks
for
a week after
that. Names around here.
Yeah.
What happened to Rocky?
He was rehomed.
Oh,
to one of my family members in Florida, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yep.
That is great.
So.
We don't want anybody to get the idea that we find homes automatically,
but
these are just some of our favorite stories.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys tell me a little bit more about the four-legged friends you have in your house?
I have two cats, Bernadette and Penny.
Where did those names come from?
We fostered a whole litter that my husband named after the Big Bang Theory show, but the two that we kept were just the Bernadette and Penny, but we let all the other ones go to the rescue, and those are our only two right now.
I have too many. I actually just adopted a new bearded dragon.
Wow.
So I have two bearded dragons, five cats, and two dogs.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. All my cats go indoor and outdoor, though, so I only have, like, one litter box I got to clean, like, every
not
other
so
week.
Bad.
Yeah,
oh my
it's
God.
Not bad at all.
Okay.
They all go outside, so.
What's one more?
Yeah, what's one more, you know?
Brandy?
I have one dog and three cats.
That's awesome. Just recently, you helped me find a home. You were going to help us find a home for this little orange tabby. What's happened with her?
Foster failure.
What's one more?
Yep, what's one more?
And what do you call her?
Itty Bit, but she is also called a lot of times Demon Child because she is wide open.
That's really fun. And Sophia, how many animals are in your house?
So I've got three dogs and two cats, and then I also have two rats.
Wow, two rats.
Yes, they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Does that say a little bit about your personality?
Yeah.
Okay. But you also...
I've got a type.
Okay, but you also are raising your little sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a high schooler. That's lots of fun.
That's good.
Keeps you on your toes.
She keeps me young.
I'll take pets over kids.
Yeah, same.
So it seems to me that what y'all have in common is that you love animals.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Did that draw you to working here, our mission?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
110%.
Yes.
You can't see it, folks, but everybody's nodding their heads. Okay. Can you guys tell me a little bit about the programs that you participate in? I think, Brandy, you were telling me you do dentals.
Yes. We help clean their teeth, educate the people on when it would be proper to start that process, and it varies from animal to animal depending on diet and health and etc. It's very important to keep your animal's teeth clean. This is something that most people never think about.
And it's some of the it's some of the lowest pricing I've seen for dentals. I've been in this business for 10, 12 years, and it's some of the lowest pricing. The dental work is great. I know I've had one of my cat's teeth cleaned.
Me too.
So it's great work. And then we also do a lot of feral trapping, neuter, and releasing.
We do, yes. We have a program for Gaston County residents where if there's a feral free-roaming cat in your area that you can trap, neuter, and release for $40 currently. That price is subject to change based on donations, obviously, but we also have a trap rental system that if you don't have a TNR trap, that you can come and loan it out from us in order to get that stray cat, feral cat in your backyard fixed and released back.
That's great. And we work with you. So particularly with male cats, we often can get a male cat in.
Very easily, because we know it's hard to trap a smart cat. So yeah. It might take a couple of rounds to actually get it in the trap. So
Thanks. Allison, you and I helped. We went to an apartment complex.
We did.
And
they are smart and they are quick.
They are.
We finally got them.
They are. So we have trap, neuter, and return. Mm-hmm. We've got
dentals. We have the fence build, which I know we talked about earlier. Yeah. And then, I mean, there's a lot of them.
Food pantry.
Yeah, the food pantry.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Haven't you helped organize the food pantry?
Oh, yeah. We're constantly filling it back up, loading food off of trucks, handing it out to the public in need. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of something we're constantly doing.
Yeah. If we have it in there, we give it out. So on litter, dry food, wet food, puppy pads, leashes. I mean, if it comes in, we donate it back up.
Toys, clothes, literally.
Well, it has been a real joy to capture the four of you for this podcast. I've been talking about it for quite a long time, and you guys are what make this program work. So thank you, Allison. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Sophia. And thank you, Brandy.
You're welcome.
Oh, one more thing. In order to volunteer or donate, please call.
Our phone number is 704-868-4673, and then our website is gastonspayneuter.com, as well as we have an Amazon wish list, I think, on that website as well, if you want to donate directly through there or gather supplies with your office or friends and bring them to the clinic, either way.
And we have a Facebook page.
Yes, definitely.
Gaston Spay Neuter Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks again, gang. Talk to you soon.
Look for the Animal League of Gaston County's podcast to drop on the 2nd of every month. We can't wait to share more stories with you. Next month,